And from our New York studios, it's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom. Now, when I heard all of the negative comments about world champion, record-breaking, and history-making gymnast 16-year-old Gabby Douglas, I was, and I have to get personal here, embarrassed. And adding to that embarrassment, when I went to work at NBC yesterday, some of my white coworkers asked me, because I'm one of only two black people there, well, three, why are black people talking about her hair so badly? What's the big deal? Don't they realize that she has accomplished so much? Now, Gabby explained that she is using a combination of gel and clips and a ponytail holder to keep her hair in place while she competes, a style that she has used, and it's worked for her for years. Here's what she had to say in response to the criticism, and I'm quoting her. I don't know where this is coming from. I just made history, and people are focused on my hair. Nothing is going to change. You might as well just stop talking about it. So, Tom, let's talk about where this is coming from. I'm going inside her story with Sophia Nelson. She's an attorney-turned-journalist who contributes to The Washington Post, NPR, The Root, The Griot. She can also be seen on CNN, Fox, and MSNBC regularly. And she is the author of the award-winning book, Black Women Redefined, which delves into the issues plaguing African-American women. Good morning, Sophia.
Hey, Jackie.
Now, let's begin with your reaction when you heard about and read about all these negative comments about Gabby Douglas's hair.
Well, like most people, I was on Twitter the night that she won, and we were all excited. And then you started to see this kind of barrage of negative comments from sisters, nevertheless, about her hair. And, of course, myself, Marcia Dyson, a bunch of us rolling, we kind of started jumping all on this with folks. But I think that let's get to the issue that you raised, Jackie. I don't think there's a bigger issue confronting black women today than our lack of self-esteem and our self-worth. And our poor image, and people would say to me, how's that possible? You have Mrs. Obama, you got Oprah, you have all these wonderful sisters that just did so well in the Olympics. How could black women not feel good about themselves? But it comes out, the fact that they would focus on her hair when she just made history and be cruel, and she's a girl. To do that is just unbelievable.
Right, right. Well, when you say, you know, because she even asked, you know, what is this all about? Where does this come from? And, you know, a lot of people would say, well, we're just being funny. We're just, or they don't see the big deal. Black women don't see, and there are a lot of black people that don't see what the big deal is about talking about her hair in this way.
Because we've become, you know, if others hate you long enough, you'll start to hate yourself. What do I mean? We've been defined in this country, as you know, as black women in particular, in ways that aren't flattering. We're too big. We're too dark. We're too light. Our hair is too nappy. It's too straight. This, you got to wear a weave. You got to wear it natural. We are still having arguments about who's lighter, who's darker, whose hair is better, and whose hair is worse. And this happens in corporate America. It happens at our colleges and universities, Jackie. It happens in our friendships, in our sorority meetings. We are still wrestling with how we look and how we've been defined as not pretty enough. You'll remember last year that article came out, Psychology Today, that black women aren't attractive, and it's scientifically provable that we're not as attractive as other races. These are very deep wounds, and every time we get an opportunity to celebrate one another, sometimes we choose to hate one another. And this was evident in how some people reacted to Gabby Douglas's win, and that they focused on her hair instead of focusing on the momentous occasion and her great achievement. It was just, it was all dropping, actually. It was just stunning.
Well, you know what it reminded me of, and just by comparison, was when the Rutgers University girls basketball team, you know, won their championship, and Imus, the radio host, came out and called them nappy-headed hoes, and then black people were in an uproar. I don't see the difference.
Well, there isn't a difference, and you remember he also likened them to raptors, you know, and if you know what a raptor is, it's a carnivorous dinosaur, you know, from the Stone Age that ripped people apart and was a man-eating dinosaur. So black women are not only nappy-headed hoes, quote-unquote, they are likened to man-eating dinosaurs. And so what I'm saying is when people define us in these ways, we begin to say that ourselves. It's just like the use of the N-word. We get really mad when other people do it, but when we do it, it's funny. And so I think, though, back to the issue, we have to have a serious discussion in the sisterhood, in our sororities, in our organizations, in our churches about how we see ourselves as black women and how we define beauty, because we need to redefine beauty. We need to redefine hair, and we need to get the message out, particularly to our young sisters. And Gabby's so positive, and hopefully we can enlist her in this discussion, Jackie. I think you and I ought to get on the stick and start talking about this, because we both have platforms to do it, about how black women need to start loving ourselves and loving our hair. There's nothing wrong with our hair, and we need to accept that.
All right.
And for those bald people that are talking about our hair, at least we got hair.
There you go.
The book is Black Women Redefined. Sophia Nelson, thank you, as always. Well said. And I'm glad that Gabby found a way to take the high road.
You just come together, and you just insulted us.
Really?
I mean, the lady did a whole speech about us being together.
Right.
And you insult the bald-headed people. Seriously, Sybil? Seriously?
And we're sitting right here.
You didn't hear nothing the woman said?
Oh, you took insult to
Were you not paying attention?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. We're never going to come together as a nation until...
Okay, that's why
I love Jay Anthony.
So you're the one.
I'm playing Debbie right now.
Thank you, Blair.
Thank you.
Oh, very good, Sophia.
Very good, Sophia. Little girl with the pressing curl. Age 8, I got a Jerry curl. 13, and I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. 15, when it all broke off. 18, and I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life. To become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that, hey, I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am not your expectations. No, no. I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am the soul that lives within.
What'd she do to her hair?
Oh, no, it looked crazy.
I like it.
Yeah. I wouldn't go that far.
Good hair means curls and waves. Bad hair means you look like a slave. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey, hey, I am not my hair. I am not this skin. Your expectations, no. I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am the soul that lives within. Does the way I wear my hair make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh, does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity? Oh, I breast cancer and chemotherapy took away her crown and glory. She promised that if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. Oh. On national television, her diamond eyes are sparkling. Bald headed like a full moon shining. Singing out to the whole wide world like, hey, 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 hey. I am not my hair. I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am not your expectations, no.
Indiari, I am not my hair. For Gabby.
That's the anthem. I love it. Thank you, Tom.
We get in trouble because we have no hair.
We don't have any hair. We don't have an anthem.
Oh, you got an anthem. You got a radio show.
It's so bald. I work on that, player. We need something.
Please. Huggy next. 27 past the hour. It's the time. Join them all.